go to National Engineering College.
I 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 go to National Engineering College.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Hey kiddies, it's your pal Beppe. Welcome to the Beppe Crespin Presents radio program here on UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9. In this first set, new music from Simon Balestrazzi. We'll be hearing some material from his Redshift release. Sound designer Simon Balestrazzi from Parma. Parma, Italy. Geneva Skeen from Los Angeles, and she'll be in Vancouver on February 15th at the Toast Collective. Geneva Skeen will be hearing some material from her Parallel Array of Horses release. Copernicus going back at least 30 years. Stay tuned for that. Some classic Copernicus in the background. Seven Key of Skinny Puppy from an archival recording collection of his Brap and Forth, Volume 8. From the atoms came the bacteria. But right now, Bacteria, Copernicus on CITR. Buckle up.
And humans are the descendants of bacteria. And humans are descendants of the bacteria. The forefathers of humanity were bacteria. Bacteria! 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 When bacteria dominated the earth, and there were no humans. Into the heart of bacteria. With their long hippie hair. With their powerful silence. Bacteria! 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 When bacteria dominated the earth, and there were no humans, the Pope is descended from bacteria. Ronald Reagan is descended from bacteria. Bruce Springsteen is descended from bacteria. Mikhail Gorbachev is descended from bacteria. Bacteria! Was descended from bacteria. Moses was
was descended from that tree. Jesus Christ was descended from that tree. Mohammed was descended from that tree. Copernicus does not exist. Therefore, he could never descend. Bacteria! When bacteria dominated the earth, and there were no humans.
DL. This is Andy.
And this is Jake.
From Weirdest Band in the World. And you're listening
to University of British Columbia Radio.
CITR.
FM.
From his Redshift release, we are listening to a track called Blue Shift by Simon Balestrazzi, sound designer, sound engineer, Simon Balestrazzi. Up momentarily, we'll be hearing from Birmingham's Michael Lightbourne, Professor Michael Lightbourne, a collection of tracks he's assembled in the field of, well, field recordings, called Sounds of the Projection Box. So do stay tuned for that. Rapoon, formerly of Zoviet France. We'll be hearing two tracks from his Media Studies release, which goes back a couple years. Couple appetizers there for our upcoming 24 Hours of Radio Art here on CITR. That takes place on January 17th. Back to the music now, Simon Balestrazzi and Blue Shift on CITR.
CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
From his release, Sounds of the Projection Box. From Birmingham, Michael Lightborn, and a track called The Noise. This is UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9. Rapoon, formerly of Soviet France, is up momentarily with two tracks from his Media Studies release. Stay tuned for that as well. New Autopsia and Simon Serk from Slovenia. This is UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9. If you are a fan of field recordings, do stay tuned as, well, three out of the five artists mentioned will be providing various field recordings over the next half hour, 45 minutes time.
A crisp, kind of high frequency sound that I haven't noticed before.
The noise. I think it's related to the conditions of film and a lot of it. These are quite old trailers, some of them are quite brittle. Normally you get a much sort of persistent sound, and there's a bit of shrinkage as well. I think there is a much harsher sound than normally would be. Yeah. But you can probably tell the condition of the film. I know because I checked it beforehand, but just by listening to it, you know exactly what the condition of the film is in. You can hear any damage in the joints, or the very obvious thing.
your focus now, Tarzan.
Ahead, the governor of the Bank of England predicts more gloom for the economy.
Also coming up in
you're
the next
looking
hour,
at the
Michael
person
Phelps
who has gone on national television and radio in Britain, America, and talked about the fact that the elite families,
that's five goals in Beijing
the royal
so far for the Americans, with three
beyond
events
the five-sense level of their apparent human.
And another medal for the women of Team GB as
we would,
Emma Coon wins silver.
And they seem to take on that level beyond human sight.
And man's best friend, but not the person in the Coastal Union saving hanging
off.
The number of dog attacks
of what
increases.
Other people think of you.
World
no
talk
way,
about
Jose, are you going to start talking
inspired,
about
agreement, modalities, and what worst kind of atrocities are being committed right now in my country against my people of all ethnic groups.
Russia is firing back verbal salvos as well.
The reason we stopped our operation in Georgia is not because pushful stuff, but because the aims that have been planned for have finally been achieved.
As the diplomats digest the implications of these latest images of Russian armored vehicles from what has been a bitter battle zone, the diplomatic and political fallout from this crisis goes on. Child's
news. Our special correspondent Gavin Hewitt is inside Georgia, and speaking just a short while ago, he clarified for us that Russian tanks had moved into Georgia.
We're just outside of the city of Gori. We have had first-hand reports from people that Russian tanks are in the city. There are also reports that two of them are on the main highway just up the road from where we are. Now, what they appear to be doing is dismantling and destroying Georgian army bases. But the main problem is that whilst they're doing it, their allies, who are South Ossetian forces, appear to be looting parts of the city. We have had numerous reports from people who say they are robbing people at gunpoint, they're threatening people, cars are being taken off people, so there appears to be in the wake of the Russian control of the city, a lot of chaos going on. Before very long, images of those tanks in the city will appear. They may withdraw later, but certainly this morning, they and Russian forces have been in the city. And of course, you should recall that yesterday, the Russian president talked about the necessity for all forces, both Russian and Georgian, to withdraw to the positions they were in before this conflict started. That has not happened here yet. And also, perhaps most importantly, in the areas now under Russian their allies are involved in torching houses. How do we know that? Because we have had the harrowing stories from eyewitnesses who have seen it happening to their property.
Special correspondent Gavin Hewitt
Robin Story, a.k.a. Rapoon, and a track called News Georgia from his Media Studies release. This is UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9. Simon Serik and a track from his Bora Skura release, documenting the winter winds, the destructive winter winds that wreak havoc and make people's lives miserable in his corner of Slovenia. Up momentarily, and then from Slovenia and now based in Prague, New Autopsia, following Simon Serik. This is UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9, and the Bepi Crespan Presents radio program.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bepi Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Bepi Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey kids, this is your pal Beppe. Welcome back to the Beppe Crest Band Presents radio program here at UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9. Nardwar, the human serviette, is up at 3:30 Pacific with the Nardwar, the human serviette radio program. So do stay tuned for that. I have not seen Nardwar yet. He has not stepped into the booth. So I can't tip you off in terms of whom he has coming in today and what he is airing. Regardless, this is Autopsia. Relatively new Autopsia. I know they've come out with some more recent material that I'll more than likely be premiering on the 24 Hours of Radio Art programming that takes place here at CITR on the 17th of January. Schedules and programming details have not made available yet. So do check out CITR.ca for details with the next couple of days on how that's going to look and how that's going to come down. Anyway, Autopsia, and then we'll follow up Autopsia with Matthias Urban's oceanic field recordings from Iceland, captured in his SEAL release, S-I-A-L.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Yep, that's right. Thank you, Mr. Biafra. Matthias Urban up after Autopsia, but right now from Prague. Beppe Crest Band favorites, Autopsia on CITR. Thank you. now to the oceans of Iceland. This is Matthias Urban and his release on the Dinzu Artifacts record label, Sial, S-I-A-L. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making CITR and the Beppe Crest Band Presents radio program specifically part of your day. Nardwar is up in 15, 20 minutes time. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next Friday at 2 o'clock Pacific. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Playlists and a podcast version of this broadcast will be available on the CITR.ca website in, I'm going to say, an hour and a half, 2 hours' time. Take care. Bye.